It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. And coming up, Nature's Lost and Found Department. But first, his name might not ring a bell for you, but if you were a farmer from the 1930s to the 1950s, you knew that Milford Bigley was the king of corn. That's because Mr. Bigley perfected a technique of breeding hybrid seed corn that grew straight and tall, and most of all, produced a high number of ears. Milford Bigley starred in his own TV commercials and built a small empire selling his seed to farmers throughout the nation. His contribution to corn and country is the subject of an upcoming PBS documentary. Bruce Barcott reviews Hybrid, One Man's Passion for Corn.
In his faded overalls and feed store cap, Milford Bigley looks like one of those wizened old-timers who congregate in coffee shops during the Iowa caucus season. But Bigley is no ordinary corn farmer. Back in the 1930s, he began experimenting with corn pollinization. He hoped to create a hardier, better-yielding strain that would relieve the hunger of the world. At that, he succeeded. During the 40s and 50s, the Bigley Hybrid Seed Corn Company spread the gospel of hybrid corn throughout the American Midwest and, ultimately, around the world. Thousands, perhaps millions, averted starvation because of Bigley's advances. But as Milford Bigley obsessed about creating a more perfect kernel, his own family withered on the vine. And that, at its heart, is what Monteith McCollum's remarkable one-hour film, Hybrid, is about. McCollum happens to be Milford Bigley's grandson. He tells his grandfather's story in a series of interviews with Bigley's children and the old man himself, who was in his late 90s and still sharp as a pitchfork when Hybrid was made. Don't expect another Ken Burns sepia photo fest, though. McCollum shot the whole film in black and white, and combined stop-action montages, eerie landscape portraits, the use of crackling phone lines, and a haunting violin score to create a documentary flavored with the creepiness of a David Lynch film. Hybrid never directly confronts today's controversy over genetically engineered crops, but the parallels between the alarm raised by Milford Bigley's hybrid corn and today's frankenfood fears are too obvious to miss. Back in Bigley's day, his crude cross-pollinization techniques were condemned as unnatural, even sinful.
We spoke of the dangers of close-in breeding as if it were wicked. Indeed, orthodox agronomists called it plant incest.
Bigley overcame this resistance with relentless salesmanship. He pitched in person and also in some hilariously corny television ads.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Milford Bigley of Bigley Best Hybrids. Better order your corn now from your local dealer.
If you think Bigley's TV persona sounds repressed, you should have seen him at home. Around the dinner table, his wife and three kids were lucky to get two sentences out of the old man. All their years on the farm, Bigley's children watched him steal time away from them and lavish it on his beloved corn. I think he related to his plants where he couldn't relate to us, says one daughter, who hints that she ended up working out her relationship to Dad in therapy. Monteith McCollum started out to make a film about the creation of hybrid corn. But somewhere along the way, he unearthed an even better tale. The poignant story of lonely Midwesterners, isolated by geography and culture, yearning for the comfort of human contact.
Reviewer Bruce Barcott writes about the environment for Outside Magazine.